Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County.
This is episode 61, 2020 Candidate Forum, Piper Manessi, House District 72.
And welcome back, everybody, to Color Country Politics. We are glad to have you back. We are continuing our post-primary, pre-general election series. We've had some great candidates on, and we're really excited to have another fabulous candidate on. I am Jenny Hendricks, here with my co-host.
I am Jesse Harris.
And we're really excited to welcome Piper Manessi.
Very good. You did great.
To the podcast today. Piper is running for the District 72 House seat with the United Utah Party. And I'll bet that a lot of people didn't even know there was such a thing. So we're excited to have you on and talk to us just a little bit more about that. So let's just jump right in and start out with just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you, Jenny, for having me. My name is Piper Manessi, like she said, and I was born in Utah. And shortly after, my family moved me to a very small town in northwest Wyoming called Cody, Wyoming, a very rural place where I grew up. Had an interesting childhood there. I love being in a small town. But the day after I graduated high school, I moved back down to Utah to attend Brigham Young University, and that's where I stayed forevermore. Of course, as every, BYU story is, met my husband there, just as my parents before me. So, like I said, and we've been in Utah ever since. When I was a freshman at BYU, though, I decided that I needed a little extra cash and a little bit of an adventure. And so I chose to join the United States Army Reserve way back when, which I just, like I said, wanted a little adventure, but that adventure turned into 20 years worth of amazing life experiences. It was a great opportunity. I started out as the lowest private you can start out as a legal specialist, and I ended up retiring after 20 years as a senior court reporter and paralegal. So my worldview expanded quite a bit while I was in the Army. I had some great opportunities. The Army is big into leadership training, and so I got a lot of good experiences and learning about leadership, especially as far as service goes. I think the biggest thing I learned in the Army was that I was a little bit of a very large, thing. It was bigger than me. It was bigger than everything that we were doing. And my part was important, but the most important part was the United States Army, the military, and of course the nation. And so that was a great experience for me, and I really enjoyed it. Along the way, I had three boys, and they are all grown up now. And so here I am, an empty nester, and that's pretty much my story.
That's great. I can only imagine the fascinating stories you've got from your time in the military. That's great. So let me just ask you real quick, how did you end up in Iron County?
We were looking to come, we were in Utah County in Spanish Fork, and it got just crazy busy up there. And you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl, and she's got to get back there sometime. And Cedar City checked off all the boxes for us and more. Love it here. We can just sit and watch the sunset. There's beautiful sunsets, beautiful people. Cedar City is just amazing. It's an amazing place to be in Iron County. It's beautiful.
I think there's a lot of people who will definitely agree with that statement. A lot of people who really like this, kind of rural life and really enjoy being here. So that's great. Okay, tell us, why did you decide to run for this House seat?
I decided to run because I am so tired of party politics. And I know that sounds crazy from a candidate, but I am an independent-minded voter. And I feel that, especially lately, both parties have been kind of racing toward their polar ideology edges. And I think that there are a lot of people like me who feel that there's this big hole in the middle that, and that I don't have a political home. I feel like my voice isn't heard because I'm not necessarily comfortable going to the extremes in either of the two major parties. And that's why I am so grateful to be running with the United Utah Party. I had come to a point in my life a few years ago where I'm like, I'm not doing any of it anymore. It's just, I feel completely alienated. I don't want to go to another caucus. And so then I saw, it caught my attention, this new party, the United Utah Party. And I thought, okay, I'll read about it. And as I learned about it and as I read about it, and I thought, hey, this sounds like a place I can be in. This sounds comfortable to me. This sounds comfortable. And it seems like a place that I can call a political home. They had common sense solutions. I read every word on their website. The biggest thing though is they were willing to work with all parties, not even just the major ones, but all parties to come up to collaborate. And that was a breath of fresh air. I just hadn't, you know, found that yet. And so I went to the caucus, and by the end of the meeting, I had, you know, my registration filled out and I became a uniter. And this has given me a platform that I am comfortable with running from. They're not polar in any way. They don't have strict ideology. They don't have a narrow platform that I have to strictly adhere to either. They are just there to help people find a place to work together. And so because I didn't feel like I have a voice, I decided to put that into action finally and run for the Utah legislature. And like I said, the United Utah Party really helped me be able to do that.
That's great. That's really fascinating. Like I say, I'll bet there's a lot of people listening that didn't know anything about the United Utah Party. So that's great information. What would you want to accomplish if you are elected?
So, of course, there are a lot of things that we need to accomplish in Utah, especially with the legislature. There's always an education funding dilemma that needs to be fixed. We need better education funding. There's also things like more affordable health care and things like, you know, government transparency that we need to work on. But I think before we can even get those things under control, and the reason that we haven't been able to figure those problems out yet is because there are some fundamental things we need to do in the legislature. And I would say fundamentally change the way we run elections, that we elect our leaders. Campaign finance is a very important aspect of this. If we can't trust our leaders not to be bought and paid for by special interests, then they're not going to have my interest in mind or your interest. They're going to have the companies that contribute endlessly and enormously to their campaigns, or even special interests. So I think that's an important thing to start with. I think ranked choice voting, and I'm just so glad to see that it's finally gaining some traction. I think with that, we can be sure that we're not voting people with 37% of the electorate. And so ranked choice voting, it sounds a little confusing, but it really is a great way to help candidates form a broader base so that they're not simply talking to 30% of the people that in the state. I also think we need to work on redistricting. We're coming up really fast on that. And I think that in a state with a supermajority, the tendency is for the legislators to choose who votes for them instead of the other way around. So I think we need a redistricting commission that has actual authority and that is completely independent of the legislature, so that those boundaries can get redrawn fairly. I just think that's essential. And so those fundamental things are what I would like to do in the legislature, to kind of get our balance back.
That's great. That's going to be a lot of work.
Yes, but worth it, worth it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we like to ask the question of the candidates, what do you think the legislature is doing well?
Well, first of all, I think the rainy day fund has saved us. I think the way that the legislature has protected that fund up until now, especially with COVID-19, I think that is wonderful and something that I would absolutely support, is having that rainy day fund. Having said that, there's also another time that the time that I have been most proud of our legislature is just in the recent special session they had, and they introduced a bill, and it was to ban the police using the knee on the neck procedure, the same one that George Floyd died from. And what made me the proudest of that is that they all got together. They came together with police agencies around the state, with community members, with minority community members, with just, they got a lot of support from that. It was unanimous in the Senate. It was almost unanimous in the House. I was a little surprised that there were 5 legislators that did not vote for that. But this is what it helped me see, is that there are glimpses where they are willing to listen, and they were sending the signal, even if it wasn't far-reaching legislation, they were telling people, you matter to us. We are finally listening. And for that bright moment, I felt they were listening to the voices of Utah.
That's great. Yeah, this has been an opportunity, I think, to kind of examine some of our policies, our culture, and I agree with you. That was to get that much input.
Well, and I think it was, sorry about that. I think it's a great starting point. I mean, it's only a starting point. It didn't, like I say, have far-reaching effects, but it's a starting point, and I was very happy to see that.
That's great. Okay, let's give you some time to talk about what the legislature needs to improve.
Well, that bright, shining example, I think, goes to what they need to improve as well, because that's one bright, shining example. And I think that another reason that kind of frustrated me enough to get me to run for office is that we shouldn't need multiple citizen initiative and referendum, efforts to change legislation. That just tells me that the legislature is out of touch with their constituents, because we wouldn't need to do that. That is a hassle. It is a complete hassle, and it's supposed to be, because we shouldn't have a ton of them. But even 2 years ago, we voted on 3 different initiative efforts, and then with the state budget this year. A lot of people say, well, it's because we didn't understand. Well, that is the problem, I think. Whether you say it's a tax cut, whether you say it's a tax hike, the problem is that we didn't feel heard. And lots of us came out to say, look, legislature, fix this because you're not representing us. And so that's what they need to do better. And I think that's what the United Utah Party can do best. We don't care who the good idea comes from. Right? We don't care if it comes from a Republican or a Democrat. We don't need to. I don't have to. I don't have that burden. But what we can do is we can unite. We can unite Utah by bringing together people, by working together, by collaborating. And that is what I think the legislature needs. They need to listen to their constituents, and they need us to work together and not be so divided and so far apart.
Again, I'll reiterate, that sounds like a big job.
Well, of course it's a big job. It's a huge job. It's a monumental job, but we got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah,
we have to start at the grassroots. And I think it's important, instead of having a big national movement, starting at the grassroots in a statewide election or a state election for, you know, from Iron County, I think is the perfect way to do it. There are a lot of frustrated people out there who, like I say, feel like they don't belong. They don't like politics. They don't want to be anything about politics. And I think we need to change that. And I think we can. And I think it would only even take one uniter being, you know, elected into the legislature for them to say, oh, we need to pay a little more attention to our constituents.
That's great. No, I think most constituents would welcome a little bit more interaction. I think that's great. Well, before we wrap up, we wanted to give you an opportunity to just tell voters anything else that they need to know about you. Tell us about your where your website is, any kind of social media where people can find you.
Okay, so first of all, the United Utah website is unitedutah.org. My website is piperforutah.com. That's piperforutah.com. And I'm on Twitter and also Facebook with Piper for Utah. But what I'd like to say before we wrap up is that I am the candidate that offers Iron County a choice. I offer you a choice between divisive politics and collaborative politics. I am not beholden to a party. I'm not beholden to the narrow ideologies of either party. I can help unite this state. I mean, we are the United Utah Party, right? But I can help bring people together and try to get us to have a more united Utah. And I invite you to join with me in this fight to get our voices back. Thank you so much.
Great ending. That was fantastic. It's been really a treat to get to know you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it a ton.
So this has been Color Country Politics, and we're looking forward to a couple more episodes, so stay tuned. I am Jenny Hendricks, along with my co-host,
Jesse Harris, the silent partner.
We let him speak only two times in the podcast. He gets to speak at the first and the last. Thanks again, everybody. Color Country Politics. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.